Terrible.
What?
It's supposed to be music playing right there, and then I'm supposed to say something really great about, welcome everybody to the Romance Bookmark. I'm Renee Bernard. Tonight on the show, the invisible music that you're not hearing, it's, oh, it is rocking. That is really good.
I can sing.
This band, quiet down. Yeah, no. I know you're multi-talented, but let's just not test you right in the first start there. I have Lauren Stewart on the show tonight, everybody. Her website is readlaurens.com, and that is, just because I don't want anybody to miss this, it's laurens.com. And you know what? That is an honor, because sometimes I will get through a show and forget to mention somebody's website or, frankly, even one of their books. So right off the bat, unseen, Lauren Stewart, go out, get it, you know, soon. Not
That's
right now, because you're listening to the radio show, so maybe if you could hold off on that.
Yeah. Or
I'd be a little grateful. Yeah.
That's
okay,
it.
So there you go. Just going to say it.
That's
okay.
It.
But I'm so thrilled you're on this show. And see, you distracted me. We were having so much fun talking that I totally botched the intro. So I'm just going to blame you.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that. That's important. It's important to establish trust and to make sure that you're relaxed as this unfolds.
Oh, you are excellent at that. Let me tell you, I am so relaxed. I can't tell you.
Yeah. How many glasses of wine have you had? Have you had a couple?
Exactly. No, but I have one in front of me.
You can admit it.
And I'm looking at it. Yes. I'm not drinking it yet.
This is not FCC-regulated radio, so you can admit to having alcohol. If we were at a radio station, you'd have to lie. You say, oh, no, I'm having tea. It's all good. But considering your website pretty much says, pour yourself a drink and stay a while, I'm going to go ahead and lean toward she's having a margarita, people, right now.
Right now. Margarita. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom says that I should take that line off my website. She thinks it gives people the wrong idea.
Oh.
And I thought, actually, that gives people exactly the right idea.
I was going to say, I think your mom. Moms have an ideal of us that we want to protect, but I'm just having met you. No, that's apt. I think that's beautiful. I love it. I think it's fun. Plus, it encourages people to stay and play, right?
That's it.
Just pop in, see what the giveaway is, get the heck out. It's like, whoa. Linger.
No.
That's right.
Stay a while. I like that.
That's
beverage. A good part.
Enjoy.
Yes, exactly. Bring your own. It's a BYOB website. It's amusing.
I just want to know, have you tweeted Bradley Cooper? Have you sent him an email? Have you contacted him at all? Or what is that? Is that just, what are you doing to make that happen?
Well, you know, he doesn't know it yet, but we are definitely soulmates. I'm a little bit hesitant to reach out yet. I feel like he's not ready for me.
He's not ready. Okay.
Yeah. I actually have begged people, if anybody knows him, maybe I should do that right now. If anyone knows him, please contact me.
That's good. But if he's not ready, you're sensing that. So you're a soulmate. You know that BC is just not, he's not ready now. Or you'll sense it. You'll sense when the moment is right. But...
That's right.
What?
One of my critique partners actually sent me this picture after I released my very first book, Hyde. And it's a picture. He's holding it. Like photoshopped the book. And I thought,
that's
a good friend.
That's
a good friend. I made you one for you.
That's the friend you can have. Make one for me. Yeah.
Okay. Who would yours be? Would it be Bradley?
Well, I mean, you know, it'd be hilarious if Bradley's holding my book and then, you know, I could, like, you know, lord it over you and send that around. But I don't know. I kind of want mine to be sitting in between Chris Hemsworth and Mr. Higglesbottom or whatever his name is, Mr. Loki and Mr. Thor. Because that would, Higglesworth, whatever. That poor guy, what a name, my goodness. It sounded something out of a Harry Potter film, but
true.
I don't
feel
I'm torn between the light and the dark, you know. But I love Chris Evans also, Mr. Captain America, is also pretty pretty spectacular. And I don't know, there's like a pile of British actors that I wouldn't mind, you know, being in the bus accident where, you know, I'm under that pile and they have to dig me out.
A double bus.
Like it just happened to be there, you know. Yeah. Whoops. Take your time, firefighters. I'm good.
That's really true, actually. England has got a good batch of actors coming up.
Good for them. It's like yes, bless their hearts. It's a small island, but they quality product coming
it's
out of
quality
there.
Or quantity. That's it.
Quality or quantity. Because I've been to, you know, living in America, it's vast, and God bless it, land of the free and the brave. But I've been to Walmart, and I don't see a lot of quality. I'm just saying. I'm looking at the offering, and I don't know. But one village, I mean, my God, just walk through, you know, Downton Abbey, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I could, I could die here. It's good.
I could die here, exactly.
This is it. I'm ready. I will just be that weird lady living in that cottage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that weird lady, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that
every village actually has to have one anyway. You could be that weird American.
I think it's a new law. I mean, there's a new, I think England is really, you know, trying to get uniform with their eccentric old ladies. And I think there's a law. And I think they like foreign old ladies because, you know, we are more colorful.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, though? Do you think that's actually true when people say that? Or do you think it's just them trying to make us feel better? What do you think? Oh, we love that those crazy old American women.
I don't know. I think we're good at dropping the dime, so that's good. But I think we are lively and entertaining in small doses. They probably want us to come, spend the money, and then leave, I'm thinking. So
that's it. And we only use them for their actors and their voices anyway, I guess. Right?
I have to say that there is something about British accents. I would just be an idiot, just soaking it all up, man, and enjoying every. I don't care if it's the guy behind the counter and I'm ordering fish and chips. I'm enthralled.
It's that sounding
smart. Doesn't matter. Even the less supposedly educated or, you know, the regional dialects, it's just all fabulous to me. Like, York is as sexy to me as South London or West or East. It's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And Welsh, I can't understand. I mean, have you heard of Welshmen, really? Have you heard Welsh yet? It's like they've got Marvel. There's just something going on there. I don't care. I just think they're adorable.
It's like heaven.
It is.
But the beauty of writing is that you can actually – do you ever do that where you're writing a character and their voice is in your head and it's totally – like he's not English, but he's got an English accent?
God, yes.
Do you do that?
God, yes. Yes, I do that. And Delilah Marvell admitted it, and I was so proud of her. She does it out loud to herself as she's writing, and I thought I was the only crazy woman who did that. I'm so proud of her. I'm so excited. But she admitted it publicly. I was like, that is so cool. Only because it means I'm not alone. But, yes, no, not only do I hear them in my head. I mean, I hear them.
Uh-huh.
And the different, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do
crazy.
The thing where I go to a cafe and I sit there and I'm like, I can tell that my face is like squishing up and it's like emoting.
Yes.
And I'm like, doing those dramatic
things. Right.
We're
acting it out. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like you're reacting.
There may even be tears. Yeah.
Right. But I don't care.
And then,
you know why? Because it's Starbucks. And by God, they just seem to accept me no matter what. Because I have a gold card, and they will not kick me out. That's what I found out. I have a gold card. And so, I can be that weird lady talking mumbling
wherever you go
to myself in the corner. Yes, in strange accents. And,
yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The strange accents.
Well, I want you to know.
Faces.
It's true. I want you to know that you are so fabulous. I have always, always admired meeting you, because you are very dynamic and funny and snarky and just incredible. But the books just, let's face it, they just look to die for. And when I found out you were doing urban fantasy, twisty, just whatever you wanted to do, I decided that I could be brave too. That if Lauren could do it, I could do it too.
Then anyone can.
That's I don't want to put it like that. That makes it sound like, well, you know, come on, the kindergarten class of 2012. Let's go. No. Although, what a great book that would. That would be hilarious.
We gotta write that. We gotta write that. No, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of today is that you get to blend these things and, you know, take all of your background. Like, I came from a fantasy and sci-fi background in reading, you know, growing up and mysteries and not very much romance. And so you kind of just kind of meld everything into whatever you're working on. And it's great.
Absolutely. Well, isn't romance so like that? Yeah, and snarky, absolutely. Isn't romance though like that weird thread that it's almost in every genre, but everybody wants to ignore it or deny it? And I got into a little bit of a tiff with somebody, and they were like, oh, romance, rah, rah, rah. I like mystery. And I was like, so and they're like, oh, I love Castle. And I'm like, so the fact that it's centrally a romance between Beckett and Castle is a problem for you? Or, and they're like, oh, no, that's, well, you know, I mean, and I was like, So would the show be
what are you watching for?
Right.
I did actually realize that early on was that that was the best part of all of those books that I was reading. You know, that's why we go to movies. That's why we watch what we watch, like you said. It's always about, like, just the interpersonal relationationships and, of course, romance is like
Star Trek. I'll go purist. Okay, remember original Star Trek?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, yeah.
Wait, yeah. We used to play that game in our house where you could name the episode in the first 9 seconds. I don't know, you didn't really win a prize, but okay. But here's the thing. Like, the man whore, the Kirk, not my favorite character.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely not my favorite character. I was like, oh, my God, if it moves, he jumps on it. What a moron.
Wow, even back then you thought that?
I did. I did. I did not like the man whore.
You're smart.
But
good judgment.
I loved Spock. My crush was Spock. And the chapel, Nurse Chapel, crushing on it, and the whole thing, and the unrequited love, and the will he, and the hidden passions, and that he's so smart, but, you know, there's like this deep hidden ocean of, you know, oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh, Leonard Nimoy was my, I'm serious. I'm like 8 years old, and I'm like all about Leonard Nimoy. I was like, oh, he's so wonderful. And so I thought,
you already had your type.
But it's romance. That's a romance.
It is.
Right?
Absolutely. It's sexual tension, romance. I love the unrequited love. I think that that's so, I love that.
It was. Kirk was horrible. You know, prime directive, mime directive. Sleep with the slave girl first, then wreck her culture.
Do we,
free
we
her.
Have 5 minutes
but
left.
But only.
We got time.
But only after you've, you know, slept with the slave girl. Then you can free her. But first, take advantage of the slave girl. That's how that rolls. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, let's get it right.
That's true.
Let's get it right. Let's get our priorities straight here, you know. Oh, I just wanted to punch him in the face.
And, you know, everybody, what everybody watched was for the, why did they put, like, some partial naked scenes in the new movies.
Oh,
it's like, well, selling this. We know it sells.
Oh. I was like, what is his shirt made of? Because everybody else's is holding together beautifully. But that guy, okay, everybody. Okay. It goes fast. We've got a minute left. So, I know. So, it's www.readlaurens.com. Everybody, the book is Unseen, but there's a, what else? There's tons of books there. There's something there for everybody. Give it a try.
In every genre, practically.
Every genre. Because Lauren Stewart is not limited to one genre, people. Oh, no. There's
or
you
personality.
You can't limit Lauren Stewart. So, you know, that's not possible. All right. So next Tuesday for more of the romance bookmark, this has been a lot of fun. And now you have to do it again because you didn't die. And I just want to point that out. You were so sure you were going to die, and you didn't die. Now you have to come back, like,
thank
you know,
you.
So that we can
thank
talk
you.
More about the book.
Okay,
everybody.
Glasses of wine.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.